The White House announced Thursday that President Donald Trump plans to sign the spending bill passed by both the House and Senate, but then sidestep Congress and declare a national emergency to, quote, stop the national security crisis at the border. KJZZ's Fronteras and Mexico City desks fanned out across the region to speak with officials in both countries about the new plan for the border. We start our report in Tucson with Michel Marisco.
A national emergency declaration could include funding for the remaining 180 miles of border fencing requested by Homeland Security that Congress didn't include in Thursday's spending package. In southern Arizona, Pima County Sheriff Republican Mark Napier supports the president's plan and said a declaration would likely be halted in court, which for him means slowing a needed border security project.
There are places where we probably could benefit from additional barrier in Pima County. There's certainly places where we need more technology.
Neighboring Santa Cruz County Sheriff Tony Estrada, a Democrat, disagrees.
It's a crisis that was created by our president. We don't see that happening down here. What I see is that we have a challenge with immigration. Yeah, definitely illegal immigration, but we also have other challenges. You're domestic and foreign.
Here's my colleague, Kendall Blust, from the Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, Mexico.
In Nogales, Arizona, Mayor Arturo Garino agrees that there's nothing happening in the border region that constitutes a national emergency.
No, there isn't. I'm sorry. And the only crisis we have here is the concertina wire.
The city of Nogales has been fighting back against rows of concertina wire that the U.S. military has been stringing up on the border fence in Nogales at the request of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Garino says it makes him think border walls must not be very effective in the first place.
So are they going to be building more walls somewhere else and then just continue wrapping the north side of the United States of the wall with concertina wire the length of the Mexican border? I don't know.
Mayor Robert Uribe in nearby Douglas, Arizona, says he's also fed up with the single-minded focus on border barriers.
The focus on borders are typically on immigration, illegal crossing. It's not about economic development, where the majority of the people here are so hopeful that eventually we'll have economic prosperity in Douglas rather than the same conversation about immigration.
He says there are ways to make the border more secure and help his community thrive, like investing in improvements to ports of entry. Murphy Woodhouse brings us a perspective from the Mexican side of the border.
Agua Prieta is a border city of roughly 80,000 people in the northern Mexican state of Sonora, just south of Douglas, Arizona. Its mayor, Alfonso Montaño, prides himself on the strong binational links his city has with Douglas. He also doesn't think emergency describes the situation there. He says his is one of the calmer areas of the border in that crime and violence rates are low. He acknowledges that perceptions may be different, especially among U.S. travelers, but those perceptions often change when people come and see for themselves that peace prevails. He also points out that migration has been on the decline, there and elsewhere along the border. That's a trend he thinks will continue thanks to border policies enacted by Mexico's new president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The lower taxes and higher wages could convince more would-be Mexican migrants to stay, he says. Then the wall would be like a white elephant, he says, with no reason for being. Now to Jorge Valencia in Mexico City.
The prospect of the U.S. completing a border wall has been getting lots of attention here, but President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has portrayed the wall as an internal U.S. issue that is none of Mexico's business. Lorenzo Meyer is a political science professor at the Colegio de México.
The Mexican government right now has so many problems, so many internal problems, that they don't like to have another one, to add another problem.
To be sure, there have been issues surrounding the border for decades, but Meyer says that from Mexico City, right now doesn't look like an emergency.
The border has been a complex issue since the 19th century, but nothing like a crisis.
So as Mexico deals with a national gas crisis and continuing violence from the drug war, Meyer says it's unlikely officials here will take any dramatic action regarding the wall. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.